Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jamie Klaus and Jamie Wright. They are with the Hope Valley Wellness and Retreat Center. Now, it's supposed to be mostly sunny out there right now, but obviously a lot of clouds, hopefully giving way to sunshine later today. High near 84, clear skies tonight, low near 63. And then Saturday, beautiful, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Now, Jamie Klaus, founder of Hope Valley Wellness and Retreat Center, you just said to us that you like to be cool, so you have the air conditioning on while you're driving, but you had a heat pad on your back as well. I mean, come on now. You can't have both, can you?
Well, stay cool. Well, you put your seat warmer on, so it helps your aging back, and then you have to blast the air conditioning or you start sweating.
You're going to create a thunderstorm in the cab of your vehicle. That is crazy.
Yes, so that's my daily drive.
I mean, well, again, people laugh at me because I drive with the windows down and the air conditioning. Yeah. We affectionately call it Doney style. But that's how I like when I'm driving. I like the natural, the fresh air, and I like the air conditioning to keep me cool.
There you go.
Jamie's like
there
a convenience store burrito, though. Hot on the outside, cold in the middle. I mean, what are we doing?
Well, here's the kicker, too, is if you're trying to follow directions, you can't have the windows down. You have to have the windows up and the radio all the way down.
Because so you can't hear.
Because you can't. I can't pay attention.
You're one of those people?
Yeah.
Are you
kidding?
You
have to turn the radio down to make a left turn?
Are you
all right,
kidding me?
We know where we stand with this one.
Please, you get out of my way when I'm driving.
100%.
So if I see some woman crazily going down the road, putting up her windows, it's probably because she's trying to hear.
You know,
I want to know what happens at work, because you said you hate to be hot.
I hate to be cold.
Oh, cold. Okay. And you.
I hate to be hot.
So who's controlling
this? I just told her to put a sweatshirt on. It's easier to add layers than to take them off.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But the fun factor could be the other way.
I mean,
so, you know, it just
that's a whole different type of retreat experience.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely not paying attention if I'm cold. Sorry.
You're not doing that at Hope Valley Wellness Retreat Center. I can tell you that. All right, Jamie, for folks, and I've been out there and I'm going to talk about my experiences with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But maybe talk about what the mission is, what you folks are trying to do out there.
Absolutely. So our mission began about 4 or 5 years ago, just off of my personal experiences with my family. We have twins who were born premature at 27 weeks, and one of those is special needs. They're 15 now and healthy, but we still have the intellectual disabilities. And traveling's hard. Any family with a special needs child will say traveling is hard. And so we were on spring break, which we do every year, and I wonder why I do it every year, because it's hard. but I was having one of those poor me moments, and it's like, what do I do about this? And I just had this vision that if I need a place to connect with people, to share my experiences and to find support, then there's probably other people that need that too. And so that's where the mission began of Hope Valley. Hope actually stands for helping others through personal experiences. Mm-hmm. So it just means so much to be able to talk to somebody who has had that experience, who has stood in your shoes, and be able to support you, you know, and say, I understand, it'll be okay. I've made it through, you'll make it through. So mine was, of course, special needs, some childhood trauma with my husband. And then I had my oldest daughter as a teenager. And so that's an experience that I'm willing to share and mentor, because I made it, you know, but I have a supportive family and there's a lot of people who don't. So that was the other piece to that, is for people to be able to find that support. And so when that all began, it just expanded, you know, so now we're able to support so many other types of things, you know, grief and loss and cancer journeys, and everybody has an experience. And so I wanted to give purpose to our struggles.
Mm-hmm. Now, for folks who are thinking, well, wait a minute, where is this in Licking County? Maybe explain where you guys are located, because it's off the beaten path, but it's
a
beautiful beaten path.
It is. And I actually live about 5 minutes from there, and I did not know it existed, this property. And I just happened to hear that this property was up for sale right at the time that I had this vision to do it. And it was formerly Dave Longaberger's home, which is kind of a cool piece of history for Licking County. But we're out on 4560 Grayshot Road. So Licking Valley area, East Newark.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful prana. I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Have not.
You've got to get out
there.
I mean, it is just unbelievable. And again, I'll talk about when we were out there with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and how much fun we had out there. But our other Jamie Wright, you've been out there. I ran into you when I was out there with Big Brothers. How impressed are you with what you've seen so far out there? I mean, you haven't been there real long, but how impressed have you been?
Well, I actually was lucky enough to join the advisory board that 3 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. So
as
I was
a volunteer.
Yeah, I went out there for a tour once and obviously fell in love. I had a moment out there, a spiritual moment for myself, and I like to talk about that experience. And that's one of the things that I love hearing from other people when they come out too, is they tell me about their experiences as well. So I was lucky enough to kind of join the mission and push the mission for the past several years. And then last year I officially came on as staff and one of the directors out there, and it's just been a fantastic experience.
What was your moment? I mean, when did you say this was it for me?
Yeah.
Now, the last time we had you out here, we were talking about Starfish assignment.
Yes.
And if you remember, tears started flowing. So I get yelled at by people when they say, Dave, you made her cry. So I'm going to blame this one on Ryan.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not taking any blame for this.
Aw, no. These are all, they're happy tears.
There you go.
Right? So I was just on tour there, and actually for Starfish, and I was up at the glass house, and that was the moment where the Lord said to me, this is it. And I'm like, what is this is it? What does this mean? What is, you know? And so I stuck with that, and I'm one that's always about, hey, if you have a calling, you know, you have to follow it. Otherwise, it's going to get pretty difficult. And so I stayed with that, and I stayed in that for a long time, and then here we are, you know, several years later, I'm actually able to be a part of the mission too. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge moment for me. And a lot of people, when they come out there too, like it's a gated, I'll say community, it is a 48-acre property, it's gated. And when the gates open and you drive through, something happens. And I can't explain it. It's different for everybody. But then when you drive through and you see the property, a lot of people have said, I just started crying. I don't know what this is. When we do tours too, when somebody comes in, we can tell, Jamie and I can tell, if somebody's there just to look at the space, if they want to rent it, and we can talk about that too. But sometimes people just want to talk and they want to open up about their experience. So it's just a very special place for people to be really authentic and kind of lean into whatever they're experiencing and share it with us. And we're really privileged to be able to hear people's stories.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You go out there, and again, Big Brothers, we were there for a fishing event that they had, and you can do some fishing, and we had just a lot of fun with that. But you are right, because I had never been out there. And you get up there, and they're like, you go down this, and then you start coming down that hill into the parking area, and you're just like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And you do kind of, I won't say it's anything spiritual, but you just kind of do feel like, all right, for the next hour or two, I got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's visceral, right? It's a visceral, like it's a relaxation. It's whatever. And it's different for everybody. So that's the cool part that I like to hear when people come back the second time. They'll tell me their story, their Hope Valley story, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
I think it's great, too, when you look down at your cell phone and you have no cell service.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
I mean, that's like the first step of disconnecting and allowing yourself to just be present. And we have the pond and the fountains, and it's just beautiful no matter what weather out there, and it's peaceful. And I think it's just allows you to start to relax and disconnect.
And you are absolutely right about that, because, again, just being there with my little, he has his own phone and he'll do stuff like that. But I'm like, buddy, you might as well just throw this thing in the car, because it ain't going to work out here.
That's right.
And we did. And we just started walking. We took a tour. Well, we did fishing, and that was a blast. I mean, even I caught a fish.
Right.
And I'm not fisherman guy. And
what's
did.
More spiritual than that?
And you guys, well, I'll tell you what's more spiritual than that.
Baiting your own hook?
No. Helping a young lady who had never fished before, was afraid to hook it, was afraid to take it off, and she barely got that thing in a line, and she hooked a fish, and we brought it out for her, and the look on her face.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I could have, if somebody would have said, this is it, you're done, you're going to heaven or wherever I'm going to end up, I'd have been like, yeah, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, gives me chills, because we have seen those moments many times, and it's amazing to see a child's face when they get to do something for the first time.
Yeah, no doubt. And for a lot of kids, and again, I can only talk about a kid's experience, they've never seen a property like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was taking my little around, he's like, do people live here? I said, this used to be a house. And now, you know, explaining to him what it was. And he's like, well, can we go sit in those chairs? And we walked down, you know, a little closer to the water on the deck. And then I took him up to the glass house. Mm. And first off, if you're walking up there, be prepared. It's not it's not for folks who are not fit. I can tell you that. It's, I don't know how I made it.
It is a nature hike.
It is.
It's a nature hike.
It's about a 7-minute hike.
Yep.
But it is part of our amenities, is we do have beautiful hiking trails.
Yep. Yep. Beautiful. And it's so much fun to get in, and you're hearing things, and he's looking, and he's into the looking for mushrooms and those kind of things. So then we peek, and we get out to the top, and then there it is, mm-hmm. the glass house. And just his expression, it was just like a wow to him, because again, he's had tough times. He's thinking, I've never seen anything like this. And he was like, can we go in? I'm like, nah, we can't get in there. So he's putting his face up against the windows. And I'm like, hey, bud, they got to clean them things. And he's like, he didn't care. He was just
so you're making
out
a donation for that extra cleaning.
Which is a good point. Is a good point. Hope Valley is a nonprofit organization.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, we'll get into that and how we can help. But, and then he just sat, you guys have two rockers, I think, are out front there on the porch, or there were that day. And he just sat there for about 5 minutes, didn't say anything. It was just taking it all in. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to that. You get on that property and you're just like, oh, you feel the weight come off. I mean, that's got to make you feel good when folks tell you those things.
It does. And even though we work out there most days, you know, I'll try to take that step outside and it's just quiet and peaceful, and all you hear is nature, and you're alone with your thoughts, which can be scary sometimes, but people don't get to experience that, especially if you live in the city. You know, there's always sounds around you, so to come out where it's just so quiet and beautiful is just an experience in itself.
Now, you partner with Big Brothers, or what are some of the other organizations that you folks partner with?
Well, let's just let's talk about Heroes. Mm-hmm. Heroes is one of our community outreach programs that we have in the summer, and we partner with a lot of different police and fire departments, different agencies, military personnel, healthcare. LMH is out there too, the healthcare, first responders. And so there are volunteers for the day for the camp, and we partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and the kiddos come out for, you know, 2-day experience, and we get to have all, it's almost like this huge field day, and they get to have all these really cool experiences. Last year when we had the military there too, they had the reserves out, and they had like this mini boot camp. And so these kids were doing push-ups and planks, you know, it was just really cool to see them all.
That means good sleeping.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the parents
were thankful. You're welcome, parents, for sure.
But they get to have these wellness experiences in nature, you know, and when you say wellness and when you say mindfulness and when you say all this, to a kid that means nothing, because to a lot of adults, we don't even know what that means to ourselves.
Correct.
And so to have our heroes, our local first responders, be able to spend these days with these children and stretch or take a nature hike or go fishing, like you said. Or we have a giant slip and slide. So just
Wait,
yes, I know.
Jamie Wright, what is wrong with, where was
you,
that?
You can come out this afternoon. We'll get it set up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anytime. You, Joel, you're welcome. You guys are both welcome.
I would absolutely. That should be like a Facebook Live when you come out and do that.
See what you started, Riley?
I am not taking any credit for that.
Oh, I'll do a slip and slide.
We will bring in a professional photographer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you better have a wide lens for us pulling down that thing. I can guarantee
you. I think it would be the preferred choice. Oh.
Well, you know, you talk about the heroes before we take a break, but honestly, who's it more therapeutic for?
Right.
The kids or the heroes?
Exactly.
Correct. And we were not expecting that at the start of this program. You know, it was mostly about the children, but the heroes love it. They get to come out and spend this day and be the good people for a while and, you know, and take care of themselves too.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Wow. Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. The double Jamies, Jamie Klaus and Jamie Wright with Hope Valley Wellness Retreat Center. Cloudy skies right now, but it's supposed to get sunny out there later today. High near 84, clear tonight, low near 63, and then beautiful Saturday. Mostly sunny, high near 85. Jamie Klaus, you know, Joel was just, we're in the break, he was talking, and I didn't know this. I'm like, you know, you guys do anything in the evening? You're like, yeah, we have programs that you can come out. And the scavenger hunt thing sounds like that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that actually, when we very first purchased the property and I took my two teenagers out there, and I said, I have work to do because the place was empty. You know, we had to start remodeling it. And they're like, what are we supposed to do? There's no Wi-Fi. Like, legit, what do we do? So that's where the scavenger hunt came from. I just took a piece of paper and I wrote down a bunch of things and I said, go find it. So then I bought a bunch of flashlights. So then we're out there in the evening and I gave them all flashlights and walkie-talkies. I said, go find it. And that to them was like, oh my gosh, they had so much fun. So that's where that kind of began.
I don't want to scare everybody. We do have Wi-Fi now.
We do.
plenty of Wi-Fi.
You just ruined the whole thing.
But we
that was the whole charm of the property.
We don't have to give the password out, though.
No TVs, but.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody in her uncle just went, good, I can take my phone and iPad out. Jamie's over there going, shut up.
Ooh, no. Hiss. Peace and quiet.
I like
Kill
it.
That.
I like that you have the walkie-talkies. Because I could go out there and the wife will be like, yeah, just let him go and never come back and find me. That's cool, though. You can have
The property is circular. So, it's like a valley. It's circular. So as long as you go downhill or in a circle, you're going to find
you're getting back.
Yeah. And to a kid, that freedom. Yep. Here's a walkie-talkie. Go out on that little trail. Go up the hill. That freedom is really cool to them. It's kind of like taking it back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. When you could ride your bike all over town and... Mm-hmm. just come home at night. It's kind of that freedom for families like that. And then it allows the adults to sit there and have some time for themselves too and have conversation.
We also have corporate retreats out there too. And I just learned about this, so I wasn't privy to it, but I heard that one of the retreats last year that you and Ron had sent one of the groups out to the middle of the pond to get their next clue.
Oh, yes.
For their scavenger hunt.
Hmm. Yes. We have a program called Build a Bike. And so it's kind of a team building and they have to complete questions or stations to get the next piece to their bike. And so we had the tire out in the middle of the pond and they had to get on the paddle boats and race out there to get their tire to complete this.
That's hilarious.
That was pretty funny. I think that was Park National
Bank. It was.
Sorry, Park National Bank.
Racing on paddle boats, the slowest mode of transport known to man.
To get a bike tire.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Not to get a fishing rod tackle box. No.
A bike tire.
Go get the bike tire.
Yes. Ironing. But then what's really cool is when they complete, this is a race against each their teams, mm-hmm. you know, team building. When they complete the bike, then they get to donate it to somebody in the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a whole full circle.
Yeah. Now, if folks want to do something like that, what do they have to do? I mean, do we just, is it simple to call and say, hey, heard you talking about these...
book me on the night hike.
Yeah, I mean, what do people need to do?
So for corporate retreats specifically, just get a hold of me. And we'll talk about your vision and we'll look at the calendar and see what you guys are interested in doing. Now, a lot of our retreats are kind of a DIY, so it's a do-it-yourself. But we really love for people to come out to take a tour to make sure it's the right space for you. We do have a 12-person theater with reclining chairs, so it's really cool to hook up your AV, you know, your computer to the projector and do your presentations and talk about strategy in a really welcoming and cozy space. And so there's just a lot of different amenities that you don't think corporate retreat space. Mm-hmm. It's just different. We are more focused on your wellness, your employee wellness.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Klaus, do you have like staff, like psychologists, psychiatrists, anything like that you can help bring in for folks if they say, hey, we want to do this out here, but we don't have a specialist. Can you help with that?
Yes. So we have a lot of third-party facilitators. So when you're talking with Jamie W. about your vision, we've brought in massage therapists. We've brought in therapists to help with burnout at work or work-life balance. You know, that's a trendy word right now, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's whatever you're wanting to help your employees with. We can bring that in. We've done sound baths. We've done morning stretches. We bring in a private chef if you want to have this culinary experience. So the, you know, there's so many different options to make your retreat what you're wanting it to be. But the nice thing is it can be as simple as renting our space and doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You bring the crock pots, you bring order pizza, whatever you want to do.
Who delivers out there? Come on.
I was about to say. I know.
Do people really?
Nobody.
Okay, I was gonna
say. Plug for any pizza place out in that area. We have business for you.
Somebody right now, could call them. Yeah. Right now, I want that pizza delivery.
Business idea, open new pizza place.
There you go.
For sure. But these retreats, the money that we make from that supports our outreach programs.
Okay, you took me right into the next thing. Obviously, you know, you can't afford to just say, hey, come on out here for free. Do what you want to do. How does that work then?
Yes. So that is how we pay for our operations. And then we have our what we call of our community outreach. So we have programs called Experience Hope. And I'll let Jamie W. talk about our Experience Hope groups.
Yeah. So again, what Jamie said, Jamie. Everyone's so confused. Yeah. They can't see us. Experience Hope is a community outreach program in which they are peer support groups. So they're peer led, people that have shared experience, and they come out and they offer support to one another through their own personal experience. Right now we have three. One is for bereaved mothers. One is for those that have experienced suicide loss. And the other is our grief group. So for those who have loss on a lot of different terms, they can come out, and those are led by a peer, but also a grief coach. Mm-hmm. So they can actually have one-on-one time if they need that. So anybody on their journey, it doesn't matter where you are, come out, because it is a very supportive group. And not to mention, it's in a space where it's supportive for your well-being, and it's tranquil and serene. And that's really important to us to offer to the community.
Is that like a one day? Is that a weekend? How does that work?
It's one day a month, and it's 2 hours in the evening. And if you go to our website and check our calendar of events, those are all there. So you can check those out. We do ask that you register. They are free, of course, but we do ask that you register because we like to keep our groups small and intimate. And we do have a wait list too. So you'll definitely get in. But just go check out our website if you're thinking about it, and you can read a little bit more, and it might make you feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just, not that it's not all fun when you go out there, but you can rent.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, because people may think, boy, I'd love to get out there, but I'm not associated with Big Brothers or the Boys and Girls Club. But if you just want to come out, talk a little bit about that.
So Hope Valley does currently offer 9 bedrooms, 15 individual beds, and again, go to our website, see some of the photos. You can get some ideas of what that looks like. But we do offer space for like family wellness trips, like, or if you and your family are thinking about getting away, but you don't want to get away.
Or if you have a special needs child and it's hard to go too far, or an airplane or things like that, it's close to home and it's not crowded.
Yeah. So sensory needs are met there. Girls Wellness Weekends too. And again, we can bring in those third party facilitators to do really cool things, like if you want to do Pilates, or if you want to do yoga, or the sound bath experience. We have speakers too. Mm-hmm. So we can bring in speakers to talk on a variety of different topics. Or if somebody just wants prayer, they can come out and we can offer that to them as well.
You both have mentioned a sound bath. First time I've ever heard this. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. What are we talking about?
So a sound bath is an experience because it's actually healing through sound frequency. So there are different bowls, and the different bowls make different sounds, and they are frequencies that different parts of your body respond to. So we could both be hearing the same sound frequency, and you're healing on a different level than I am, depending on what you need. A lot of times people will come to us and say, I've been in therapy for a really long time. I'm on my healing journey, but like something's missing. And we have discovered that it's the physical part that's not being met. So that's a lot of what we do. A lot of the wellness, the 7 pillars of wellness is what we're really trying to meet people where they are.
Yeah. Now, animals? Are you like, if I have, we have 2 dogs. If we're like, hey, you know what? We enjoy being out in nature with the dogs. And if we're going to do this as a wellness as a family, I mean, are you allowed to bring pets out there?
So we don't allow pets on site right now. One, the mess, things like that. Right. We try to keep our trails and everything. But we do have a third-party facilitator that brings her little farm animals out. So if you're a group coming out and you want an animal experience, we have that offered because we have a barn. You saw our barn there. So when we bring in baby goats and this little pig and this miniature cow, and it's almost like a petting zoo experience, but again, it's personal. And you get, you know, you learn how to care for these animals. And so, yes, animals is an opportunity, but we use them as therapeutic animals, not just the family pet.
And go ahead.
Well, sometimes children specifically, they might not connect to an adult through talk therapy, but sometimes they'll really connect with an animal and they're able to express their emotions in that way. So that's really important for us. Again, they're smaller farm animals.
Right.
But I mean, Winston the pig is such, he is such a therapist.
Is he intuitive? Is he a good listener?
He is an intuitive little piggy pig. Yeah. He's so fun.
Winston the pig.
And Duke, the mini cow. Yeah. So a mini cow and Winston the pig are best friends. So it's really cool to be able to talk to people about being so different, yet you might connect with somebody and they hate to be separated. So the only time you hear Duke the cow moo is if we take the pig out away from him.
I think Winston, and shout out to Slater Family Farm, by the way. They're the ones that, they're the organization, another nonprofit that brings their animals out. But when Winston seems fine without Duke, but Duke
is not okay
without Winston. Yeah. And I just want to mention, too, I know, I'll give you a minute. Let me give you a minute.
That is so funny.
So Hope the goat.
Oh, yeah.
Hope is actually the Hope Valley goat. She was named Hope. Hope, it was kind of born under these circumstances where she's different. She's a little bit different. And so she really had to find her community, and her caretakers took care of her. And she has this fantastic story. And we're actually getting ready to launch another community outreach program called Hope the Goat, where we're going to be giving stuffed animal goats with Hope's story to different places like the hospital and different fire department and police department, so that people can literally, we're putting hope in the community. They can literally have a piece of hope.
Yeah, and I can imagine firefighters, police officers, and again, you're thinking kids a lot, but adults as well. But for a kid to see a fire truck or a police officer come to their door, not going to be good. So if you can give them just something to hold on to.
All that animal stuff almost sounds like a children's book to me.
I see that in our future.
Yeah.
Any authors out there?
Any illustrators?
It is an incredible program that we're hoping to build further because it is so impactful, especially anybody with anxiety, whether adults or children. But when you can be, and you know, you make friends with the furry animals, there's no peer pressure. They'll listen to you. Yeah. They'll let you do whatever. And so my kiddos themselves have dealt with their mental health journey. And my typical twin was struggling, and she didn't want to go over to work with mom, but we had the new baby goats there. And she sat for an hour and let these goats tear on her shoelaces and her her jeans. And I said, I would have paid $1 million for that smile.
That's exactly right.
And it was as simple as that, getting back to simplicity.
No animals love unconditionally.
Yeah.
And so they teach us how to love unconditionally.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Especially when you feed them bacon and steak. They really like it.
Don't talk about bacon in front of Winston.
I know.
And steak in front of Duke. You're killing me, Donnie. You're killing me.
I didn't put that together until just then.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if folks want to make donations and they're just, they love what they're hearing, maybe they thankfully don't need the services and they can. How do they do it? Is it just as simple as call up and go, hey, make a donation, go online? What do they need
to
do?
Yeah, it really is. You can go online, absolutely. But give us a call. We would love for you to come out to see the space, too, and to tell us where your passion is, and so that we can put that donation into play for whatever that makes sense and means to you.
Website is what?
It's hopevalleywellness.org. And you're welcome to, my contact information is on there as well, or give us a call. You'll probably get through email faster, though.
Yeah, that seems to, for everybody, that or a text always seems to get it done. It's wonderful having you guys in. I'd like to do this every so often because I know you've got different things for different times of the year. But I would suggest if you haven't been out there, if nothing else, just go out and enjoy the property. I mean, if you just, or you want, take some time off from a coworker. go out
that
there.
That wasn't a weird look in here at all.
Well, and with that, really quickly, too, we are getting ready to launch Hope Valley Wellness Day in Nature, where you can purchase a half-day pass. It's a very minimal purchase, and that actually goes to our nature preservation. And you can come out and spend some time out there. You can bring a book. You can journal. You can meditate. You can lay in a hammock. You can sit by the pond and experience the nature trails as well. And again, if you need a little prayer, we're going to be out there for that as well. So that's launching soon. So join us on Facebook and our peek at our calendar of events, and you can register for those there as well. That's the first time we're doing that ever. So we're really excited to share this with the public.
I would think if you just go out there and just enjoy the property, sit in the chair, just let it wash over you. Like you said, it is an amazing, amazing spot. I can't tell you enough how appreciative I am that you guys were able to come in. And again, something tells me we'll have you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about the animals. Sure. Yeah. We'll tell you what's going on with Winston.
Yeah. We'll give you a Winston update.
Yeah.
Steak and bacon.
All right. Steak and bacon. Thank you, you guys. Thank you.